because I've been following this story. I heard that these little monkeys. Now look at this guy right here. Look at this guy at the bottom of your screen. Look at this guy right here. This is one of the culprits. This is one of the people that came over here for a better life. This is one of the ones that got arrested over in New York City, out here scrapping with and thinking that they can get with cops. Now, you know what the interesting thing about this whole story is? Is that they were released and set free. Give us free. Do you know that this man got a tattoo of a cross down by his eye? Now, usually when you see that, any tattoo that's down by your eye, it used to be a teardrop, but they're getting a little bit more creative now. Now, it still is supposed to mean that you killed somebody. But whenever you get that cross by your eye and they got them purple lips, that's a stone cold killer, boy. That's somebody that don't care nothing about you. That's somebody that'll do anything to you for anything that they want as a result of it. And they know that they can get away with it because we got these liberal laws over here in the United States of the Americas. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to see why it's important for you to continue to help these people and support them for a better life. Y'all ready?
New video is sparking even more outrage over the group of migrants accused of attacking.
Do y'all see all of the migrants kicking the police officers right there? Do you see the migrants? A ton of them. Look.
Video is sparking even more outrage over the
group of migrants. They're reaching for their guns. They reaching them. They grabbing them. They kicking them. They beating up on New York City police officers. Look.
Migrants accused of attacking two New York City police officers. That's what you're looking at on the left hand of your screen. Those guys were freed without bail. And now look at this. Here's one suspect flipping the bird to the cameras. He could care less. Another blows kisses as he smiles and laughs. The other suspect next to him also putting up the middle fingers and cursing at those reporters. Remorseless, brazen, smug.
I'm not muted. Just give me a second. I got to take it in. Because I'm reacting to it and I'm looking at it for the first time, similar to you guys. I'm taking it in. Let's rewind it really quickly. I want to see something.
Kisses as he smiles and laughs.
Is that a Gucci belt that he got on? And he's sagging? He got on the Mary Jeans? I am flabbergasted. I am he dressing better than y'all. He dressed better than y'all. You feeling comfortable. He don't even speak your language, but he know your mannerisms. And they were set free. Didn't even have to worry about bail. Set free in New York City, where you can't even carry a gun without getting an automatic minimum 2 years in prison for carrying. Set free and was giving y'all the finger and blowing kisses at y'all and didn't care nothing about what it is that you thought. Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. No, no, no. Kenya from Cali talking about only a dude from the D would notice all of the labels. No, I'm looking at how fresh they are. They beating up on police officers and they ain't even got to worry about going to jail with it. And they got lawyers and stuff getting them out. Jesus.
The other suspect next to him also putting up the middle fingers and cursing at those reporters. Remorseless, brazen, smug. And now the question is, will the Biden administration deport these migrants? Trace, this video is so hard to watch. On top of the video that was so hard to watch of them attacking police officers. Yep. Will there ever be accountability?
No. And for your first question, will the Biden administration deport them? Doesn't matter, because if they do, they'll be back in 6 days. How many cases do we have where these people just come back? It's a revolving door. They go and they come back. If you or I or the Atlanta Falcons, as you were talking about earlier, went to Times Square and we kicked a cop in the head and we beat up a cop, we'd be in Rikers for the foreseeable future. That would be that. There's no bail for us. These people get out, get bail. It's ridiculous. And it's part of the problem where we cover the border every single day. And we know there's social media. They have learned that not only are there no consequences to go to the United States, they are incentivized. You get free health care in California. You get hotel rooms. You get all of the things that the people who actually are citizens here cannot get, and in some cases are taken out of, like high schools in New York and airports in Boston and places in Chicago where they meet and they gather, have now become these sanctuaries and these places where they house the migrants. And it's not fair to the American citizens. And they are infuriated in blue cities across the country, from Denver to San Diego to Boston to New York, wondering, why is this happening? And now the president thinks, you know, because chaos doesn't poll well, he thinks now is the time to shut the border. And I've been trying to shut it since day one. And those darn Republicans won't, they won't sign on. And the truth is, come on, everything that Trump did, you undid. Yeah. And that was the reason we have this problem.
Can y'all with good conscience actually tell me that y'all support what our current president is doing and how everything, like, it's not, and it's not even just opening up the borders. It's everything. It's the laws. It's the supporting of it. It's the Safety Act out there in Chicago. It's the liberal views. It's the being able to kick and hold. It's the no frisk policy. It's all of this social justice, diversity, equity, and inclusion, all cobbled together. And then you throw the cherry on top of feminism and you telling me that all of this just makes sense of how the direction that the United States is going. Like, at what point are you looking at this and you saying, hey, listen, we going in the right direction. We're going in the right direction. Okay, so we've had almost 4 years of Biden, right? Almost four years of Biden. And at what point can anybody that voted for this president is telling me that they actually getting the thing that they thought that they voted for? What thing that he ran on actually helped you to make the decision to say, yeah, this is my guy. This is my guy. Me as a person that's running in the Victim Olympics absolutely agrees with the decision to make sure that this guy is our chief president and leader of the free world. Honestly, honest to God, seriously, and it ain't just him. It's every single decision that you make as far as the leaders that y'all got in office. Brandon Johnson, Mike Johnson, Eric Adams, Karen Bass, J.B. Pritzker, the governor in New York, she gets a pass, Gavin Newsom. Listen, I know so many of these people, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. I know so many of these people by name, just by default of being aware of what's happening across this country as far as the worst things that's happening to us. And we just sitting here like we don't know what the heck is going on. Like we gonna, and you know what the worst part about it? I could sit here and I could show you the evidence and I could show you these guys that's getting released and you can suffer as a result of it and they'll raise your taxes and then you get nothing and they're going to put them in your neighborhoods and in your schools and your kids is going to be getting beat up and picked on by them. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to do the same thing that you did last year and the same thing that you did the year before. And you're going to put the same people in office and you just going to do the thing that's going to basically undo everything for you. I don't get it. Why do we keep on hitting our head against a brick wall and thinking that we're going to move it? I'm honestly, genuinely confused. I have no idea of why y'all decide to make the decisions that y'all making.
New numbers suggest more asylum seekers and illegal immigrants are now crossing the southern border in Arizona and California more than they do in Texas for the time being.
This is happening as a coalition of Republican governors prepares to head to the Texas border this weekend. Fox 4's Blake Hansen in now with more on the ramped up role of states in border defense. Blake.
Heather and Steve, more states this week have pledged to send manpower and other resources to the border. And while there is apparently progress in terms of Congress's plan to hatch out a border deal, there is some evidence that recent changes at the border might be having an impact.
Not Sarah Palin. Oh, God. Not Sarah Palin. Drill, baby, drill. Listen, I'm pretty conservative in my views, but that don't mean that I believe in everybody. I ain't even know this chick was still out here.
In Dripping Springs, west of Austin, the collective of people known as the Take Our Border Back convoy rallied Thursday. The group is traveling to the border for protests of the federal handling of the crisis.
I think this is something that we can kind of all agree on in some way. We are very, very for legal immigration. We want to welcome people into our country with open arms, but we do believe it should be legally. We think they are more than welcome. Just do it the right way.
The convoy is not the only group headed to Texas' southern border this weekend. Governor Greg Abbott announced he'll host 14 other Republican governors. It's as more red states vow support for the state of Texas's efforts, with the state essentially nudging out the federal government from areas like Shelby Park and Eagle Pass.
If Texas is helping to erect barriers, putting up razor wire, doing other things to keep illegal aliens out, I want to be helpful with them doing that.
A Customs and Border Protection source tells...
Hey, I just want to shout out to all of the Republican governors that's actually putting resources behind helping Texas keep people and keep our border safe, because they realize that what happens to Texas at the border happens to all of us. And we all going to have to suffer because we all are a part of the United States of America. So when you see these people in these blue states and these blue cities continue to complain while at the same time throwing no support behind actually solving for the problem, they're just like, if not worse, than the pharmaceutical companies when they treat the symptoms, but they're not actually trying to solve for the problem. But because we all standing on business and because we all want to make sure that we get online with the sister code of supporting Biden. At what point do we break rank and we say, you know what? This is not really good for my household. This is not good for my residents. This is not good for the people that's in Illinois. This is not good for the people that's in Chicago. This is not really good for Texas. We see y'all whining up there. Y'all blowing y'all budget out of control. At what point do you snap out of it and you say, listen, the same way that we had these conversations about relationships is the same way that we need to be having these conversations about politics and doing the thing that's in our best interest.
Tells Fox News that crossings in the border sector, including Eagle Pass, dropped significantly from December to January. And a majority of crossings are now happening in Arizona and California, not Texas. In addition to Texas's hardened response, Mexico has increased its enforcement. Crossings do typically slow in colder months. Meanwhile, the problems caused by the border crisis continue to play out. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials announced an operation that rounded up non-U.S. citizens in 25 major cities who had been accused of serious crimes. Officials also confirmed a Daily Caller report that an al-Shabaab terrorist was released into the U.S. after crossing illegally and not caught for about a year.
Did y'all know that it's reports out there, and I don't know how true this is, but it's basically reports out there that said that instead of a lot of these countries housing their prisoners, what they do is they release them over into get over into the U.S. over the border. Why should we feed them, clothe them, house them, prevent them from being out here doing some of the worst things when we could just let them go and then see what happens when they get over to the United States of America, and we could be cool. Listen, if I'm a person or a president that's overseeing a country, and I know that the United States of America is leaving their borders open, what do you think the first thing that I'm going to do? I'm not going to continue to spend the country's resources. I'm going to get him a better life. Hey, fam, listen, don't you ever come back here. If you come back here, it's lights out for you. But you know what you can do? You can head right over to the United States of America. Why not? get you a new life.
Listen, we need more resources, and we're working to get that as hard as we can.
Some senators say that text of a border bill and Ukraine aid piece of legislation could be released as soon as tomorrow, with a test vote to happen possibly Wednesday of next week. That is despite House leadership, Republican House leadership, pouring cold water on the prospect of.
This is so disrespectful. It's disrespectful. It's irresponsible. And it places us at a disposition.